So she gives me one of them. And I go, and she goes, now, how would you talk to this person? So I go, okay, this is how I'd break the ice, and this is what I would say. She goes, and then she gives me a second scenario. And I said, June, are you able to write this down as fast as I'm talking? And she goes, I'm taping it. I thought that was perfect. I got such a charge out of that. But anyway, so I know that your buddies are, you two are working hard with each other, because I'm getting lots of those kind of phone calls, and those are great phone calls. I love getting those kind of phone calls. Not that I have the answers for everyone, but if you're getting stuck, then talk to Upline, talk to Crossline, talk to somebody to break the stuckedness. Does everybody get that? Because we sure got some noise in the background. You want to mute? Okay, we found him. Okay, did we get rid of one or all?
No, I only muted.
Great. Muted. Okay, super. So whoever that was muted themselves. That's great. Thanks. So we can have interference on the call. But the idea is that you want to get, because, you know, there are people in life that get stuck and they just stay stuck. Anyone familiar with that? Anyone on the call kind of relate to that? So when you start saying to yourself, when that little voice comes in your head, oh, this just doesn't work, or oh, the people just don't want to have take man, oh, blah, blah, blah. You want to go, stop it, because it's just a little voice that's making a big fat lie in your head. I mean, it's just a big fat lie. It does work. So what's missing is maybe a little fine tuning. So just go out there, get some help. You guys can all free to call me. Nothing I like better than to do coaching and helping support people.
And we appreciate it.
Okay. Or your other upline, because there are other uplines here, too. So it's not always about Mary Jo by any stretch of your wildest. But, boy, I love doing it. And so just take advantage of the people that you have in your life who are more experienced than you are, have been more successful with it, who just love to share, okay? Because you don't want to get stuck on those basics. You want to be able to step into an environment and find words to say, find what to say, right? Everybody got that? Great, 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 great.
Yep.
And I also know a bunch of you are sharing, because I'm doing more and more three-way calls. I had two today. I had one over the weekend. I had one or two on Friday. I can't even remember. But I know, so that just makes my day as well, because, I mean, it's just a blessing to be able to step in your life and support you with people that you're looking for support. Okay, so anyway, so let's talk about, okay, so buddies, if you're not working well, then maybe have a buddy call as well. I had a couple of those last week. We're both buddies. You know, if you want to talk to me about your buddy, I'm not going to let you do it without getting the buddy on the call, because you're buddies, right? So let's do a three-way. So I get two buddies on the call together, and we talk about what's happening or not happening. And I know, Athesha, you're on the call tonight. Do you mind if I share just a little bit about what you went through?
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Great. Yeah. You might have wanted to share it, but I don't want to take your luster away.
No,
but I have two supporters that were put together who just were having so much fun loving on each other. Does everybody hear this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so is it nice to have people that love each other? Yeah, that's cool. I believe that's what we're on earth to do, is go out and share from my, you know, faith perspective. I love to love on people. I mean, that's just how I'm made. But just going out there and being loving doesn't necessarily mean that you're helping people move forward in their life. So one of the bits of advice for the two of them, I said, you know what, the next time you guys have a call, which you're having great calls, I said, if you get off the phone and the other person hasn't said, did you get your two, did you get your two, da-da-da-da, and didn't hold you accountable, I want you to call them back or send them an email and say, I don't really believe you love me anymore, because if you did, you'd be holding me accountable.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Good stuff.
Is that good stuff or what?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really care, if you really care about somebody, don't you want them to be successful? Why can't you? You got to exhibit tough love. You got to exhibit, hey, I want this success for you, and this isn't happening. And I'm just saying, you know, you got to do it. This is what it takes, and it's not hard, whatever that is, right? Is everybody clear? So let's toughen up those buddies and make sure that we're making it work, because we want that buddy to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's open up for shares. Anybody want to share how they're doing, how many they got going, what's going on, success stories, whatever you got? Hello?
This is June.
Hey, June. Okay, are you listening to those those calls you're taping of Mary Jo?
I have not. I haven't had time.
Because you've been so busy sharing.
That's right.
Amen, sister.
Okay, what do you want to know? You want to know what I've done?
No, I just wanted to tell us what you've been up to.
Okay, let's see. Friday, I substitute taught, whatever you say. I talked to a lady about fat flush. I've sent her information on that. She's looking at it. I was going to call her back at 6, but her neighbor died, so I have to put that off.
Oop.
Saturday.
I usually say never let excuses enter into your life, but that's a big one. Okay, go ahead.
Saturday, yeah. I was at a store.
Come on here.
I got somebody.
Is that me?
No, it's not you, June. It's someone else. Okay. Lydia can see where the noise is coming.
Okay. I was at a charity sale at one of the department stores. I made a contact with a young man who was with the charity. I've got his information. I left there and went. I'm on fat flush, but I went to the donut shop and got myself a donut. And there was a young girl behind me speaking another language, and I turned around and I said, "What language are you speaking?" And she said, "Chinese." I said, "Really? Ni hao?" And the man with her said, "Oh, you speak Chinese?" And I said, "Yes, I just told you every word I know."
That's precious.
Ni hao. But anyway, I got their information, and she lives in Frisco somewhere. Well, she lives here, but her parents live over there somewhere in that area. And she's from Beijing. And I have her information. I sent her an email with the PDF file on the China opportunity. I haven't heard from her, but I've got her. Then Saturday, that was Saturday. So I said, okay, I've only got one contact. So I went to a flea market that we have here first Monday, and I didn't see anybody that I thought was a good prospect. The one I went to see was a girl I taught in the seventh grade, but she had gone for the day. So I said, okay, I'm going to make one more stop. And I stopped at a booth, and the woman was Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. So I'm on WeChat with her. And I didn't know how to do WeChat. This is Saturday. So Sunday I went to Verizon and got the young man there to help me with WeChat, and he wanted to know why I was so interested in it, and I told him about my business and wanted to look into it. So I have his contact, and he's looking at an email. So I had a great weekend.
Great. Sounds like great.
That is awesome.
Everybody get that? Was she busy?
She was busy.
Great.
Absolute. So now it's about follow through. So great job, June.
Do you remember me telling you, or I think I texted you, that the lady that I was house-sitting with said she wasn't interested in help? Well, I just this minute got a text from her. I had left her a sample of the youth, and I just this minute got a text from her saying, "I need to know more about that miracle cream that you left."
Great. Great. House sitting, leaving around samples, that's not a bad technique, right?
No, not bad at all.
Yeah.
And I have
great.
To be, I have
Darren is my buddy. And
I know.
Yeah.
You guys are doing great. Just keep it up. So June, did you think the coaching that you and I did that help you build more confidence?
Yes, yes. And today I listened to those calls from the Food Revolution and from 7:30 in the morning till your call at 10. So I have not had time to transcribe your notes, but I will. Your suggestions for each one of the, one for youth, one for fat flush, and one for the business. And I'll send those to you if you want me to.
Great, great, great. Thanks. Good. We'll talk about that in a minute. All right. Anyone else that want to share a little bit about what's going on? Any sign-ups, any winners, any? Because our next item is anyone close or already have won the True Health promotion? You know, we just need 3 members on the True Health program, and you get yours for free for the month for BP6. Remember, there's 3 of these that are going to happen. BP5, if you get 3 new members signed up with True Health, you're going to get yours for free for the next month. You get $250 for free. Then you have the same thing runs again in BP6, and you can get yours for free in BP7, and then BP7, and you can get yours free in BP8. Do we have anyone winning or anyone close or anyone committed?
Mary Jo?
Yes?
This is Stacy. I just got back from signing up my 3rd member. So.
Woohoo, Stacy! Yes, 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 yes. Okay, everybody, cheer for Stacy. Woo! Yay.
Awesome.
See, we can do it, right? Yes,
very
we can.
Cool.
Awesome.
Congratulations, Stacy. That's awesome. Congrats. That's great.
Thanks.
Yep. Anyone else close? Because I don't, you know, close is not good in this business. We want to finish, right? And if you're close, if you have one, then it's time to get 2 more in 4 days. Dina Hamilton has 2, and she needs 1 more. Ready to go. Okay, good. So it's just getting out there and talking about it. I even put I'll share with you what I did. I did a news article in the women's newsletter, and I talked all about, well, summer's coming, and guess what we're all going to do? Try to lose weight again, and it's the wrong thing to do. And I went all through the concept of, why do you want to lose weight? You really want to lose fat. You don't want to lose bone. You don't want to lose muscle. That's the problem with 90% of the, you know, the weight loss programs out there, the gimmicky stuff. And that's why you keep recycling yourself every year to have to go through it every single year. I call it the recycling, right? Is that fun? So I wrote this little article in the women's newsletter because I thought, boy, I could maybe blast through this. I haven't gotten any calls yet. It just went public today. Right? But the idea is there are all sorts of ways that we can get the word out. I just want to give you guys, because it was so much fun to write, and I didn't even get to rewrite it. Lydia sent it over before I did my edit, so who knows what it really says. No, I got it here. But here's what I finished off with. I finished with the last quote. Are you ready for this? Your body is the baggage you have to carry the rest of your life. The more excess the fat, the shorter the trip. Do you like that?
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
Was that fun or fun? Yeah, I just thought, the more excess the fat, the shorter the trip. I just thought that was kind of fun. Okay, good. All right, so have fun with it. All right, everyone.
I had
working. Yeah, go ahead. Somebody had some?
Yeah, this is Anne, and I just thought I'd report on my dental appointment that came out making me understand how if I keep my mouth shut, you know, I do a whole lot better. I went to the dentist, and the dentist hygienist was about to, you know, start working and put everything in my mouth and all of that. And I said one little sentence. I said, tell me about yourself. And then she proceeded to put all this in and told me all about herself. And, you know, it was fascinating because she also works with addiction and with a clinic that also does nutrition with addiction. You know, I could ask her all these questions because I'd been listening and I couldn't talk, which for me is, you know. So
Anne, this is like a great aha moment of your life.
I know.
Right?
It was enforced, and we are meeting on Friday to get this whole thing worked out with.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and
good
I hardly.
Okay, so is everybody listening to this? Because I want you listening. Notice I emphasize the word listening to
mm-hmm.
this, because it truly is one of the greatest lessons you can ever have in doing network marketing. It's not about being a great teller. When people call me and say, I just don't know what to say or how do I describe it? And I go, don't worry about it. Don't be the talker. Be the one who asks the question and sit back and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what makes this work, is becoming the great listener. Because what's really important to understand in this world is the majority of people that walk this earth, if you went up to them and you asked them a question, could you tell me who in your life is really a terrific listener? The majority of people will not be able to come up with a name.
Mm.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Really, the majority of the people will not be able to come up with a name. And those who do come up with a name will be able to come up with a name in about 1 second flat, because it's mm. so obvious how different they are from everyone else.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Hmm.
And you know what else? When they're that different, they also are loved at a whole nother level, because they get it that the number one way to show a person how much you care about them is by listening. So our objective is to go out there, not that we want to hang out in dental chairs with our mouths full of metal, but the idea is what Anne just saw, because Anne is a teacher. She's a scholar. She's a PhD. She taught college level. So what does Anne always want to do? She wants
lecture.
To continue
Teach.
Educating people and showing her intelligence by educating and talking, when in fact she's going to be most effective when she's listening. Just a caught, I'm telling you, people, it's a winner. Great, Anne. Thank you for that education. Everybody
Welcome
found on. That highly valuable.
Yeah, it was.
Great.
That was wonderful.
Okay, super, super. All right, so let's move on. Let's talk about, we sent out last week the food revolution, right? Everybody got that email from Mary Jo saying, wow. And here's one of the main reasons I did it was I was getting calls from people that really didn't have a lot of background on why we really need to take supplements. Why, you know, they didn't, it's amazing, but some people haven't gotten a lot of exposure to that or haven't spent the time and energy reading about it. And so understanding GMO and all these synthetics and this, you know, this gasoline and oil that we're putting, oil derivatives that we're putting into our bodies every day, that's called FOOD, right? So I just thought when this popped up, I was like, oh, my gosh, what a huge opportunity to present to this team of people in the Blitz so that we could kind of work together and get, you know, some people to outline them. So if you're participating in it, by the way, it's still going on, so you can still jump in and listen to these. They're all free. They're all free. So you can take advantage of that. But tonight we have Dr. Macy. I know you had sent me a note and said, hey, Mary Jo, I listen to what I really want to share tonight, right?
Yeah, sure.
So I am going to turn it over to Dr. James Macy, and he's going to talk about one of the presentations that he heard and give you some insight into that. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. So as Mary Jo said, this is like an opportunity of a lifetime, really, because, I mean, you can get on this and listen to all of these amazing presenters. I mean, these are like the big shots, and it's all free. So it's about 3 hours every single day. You can download the schedule, take a look, just tune in, listen. Really, really some great stuff. And it's something that, you know, you should really want to do, because, honestly, this is your business. So this is what we do. So all of these topics that you look at it, hopefully, is going to really excite you. So even with my schedule, there was some of them I was like, I just can't miss this no matter what. And I had to change my schedule to make sure that I could hear some of these people. One of my favorites so far, which I'm going to try to talk compliantly about what he had to say, because he had such great information, is Dr. David Perlmutter. So he lectured on the gut-brain connection. A little bit about him. His latest book is The Brain Maker, which is the power of gut microbes to heal and protect your brain for life. I will tell you, if some of the tidbits that I pulled out interest you, you definitely want to get his book, that book, because he goes really into depth into a lot of, let's call it, health challenges and areas on some of the cutting edge stuff that's going on with our bacteria and how it actually relates to also our foods and nutrition, really into so many different areas. In his hour lecture, he mostly talked about, let me just grab all my notes here, that the cornerstone of many of the health challenges that we face is really goes back to our lifestyle choices, which is mainly our food, you know, different things that we put into our mouth, our stresses, environmental toxins, and how this actually alters our gut lining. And he also went into a lot of other areas about the diversity of our bacteria and also the bacteria that's around us that he found to be so important. So he started off by giving a little insight into our GI system, which makes it so vulnerable, and that is that it really is only one cell thick, literally from our esophagus all the way through the entire digestive system. So it's actually quite vulnerable. From there, he got into the piece of that it's a microbial diversity around us. So many, through the years, we've gone into this germophobia type of mentality where even, you know, everything around us is about trying to kill germs. You know, they're putting stuff in the credit cards on our countertops, and he says baby bibs and, you know, plastic kitchen tools, and it's pretty much everywhere trying to kill off germs when more and more studies are showing there's a direct relation to just the amount of germs, bacteria, and things and how many there are around us and the direct relation to what's inside of us. So we talked a little bit about that diversity and that relationship between the two. From there, he went into about repopulating our bacteria. So what is the latest, greatest research ways that they're working on health challenges? And some of those things were literally for you as an individual, this is probably a little crazy, but transplanting your own bacteria back into your gut after maybe some health challenge or event to try to rebuild it, or transplanting someone who has a great healthy bacteria genome, someone else, into your gut and digestive system, or actually trying to build it through, which we're going to talk about, through the whole prebiotic, probiotic, and also probiotic enemas, which is what a lot of the universities and research is where they're heading right now. So he got into, with all his studies through so many years on this topic, really what is his absolute favorite bacteria. And his number one favorite bacteria is a Lactobacillus plantarum, which, by the way, is the first ingredient in GI ProBalance, if you happen to take a look. And that is because...
Woo-hoo! Can we celebrate?
We should, because I'll tell you, that plantarum, if you look into it, you won't see it actually in a lot of other formulas. So we have that as the main one in ours as you look at the ingredient list. So he says that is absolutely one of his favorites, and it's mainly because it helps dramatically heal the gut lining, which is so important for so many health challenges and things that go on with the gut. So then he goes on to actually list probably about another, I don't know if I had to just look quickly, maybe about 5 or 6, and believe it or not, we had every single one he listed as being his favorites, all except one. So we were that close to every single one that he thinks is the best as a probiotic. So that was pretty cool. Then he went into the importance of prebiotics, which really it's known as prebiotic fiber, and he talked about fibers and how it. Now, all fibers are actually created equal, and only some of them are prebiotic. And really, you need a prebiotic that's going to nurture your microbiome, in other words, build your bacteria and help it flourish. But also, you need a type of prebiotic that's going to increase the production of all of the important byproducts of the bacteria, which is a lot of different micronutrients. So maybe we'll do a digestive talk when we talk about how important that stuff is. So they went back and actually took a look at our ancestry, and they said, you know what? They think that we used to have about 125 grams of prebiotic fiber, and now the American diet's around 5. So we're pretty low on that. So he talked about increasing that, and then he also talked about, okay, what's his favorite out of the so many different types of prebiotics? Acacia gum, which is one of his favorites, and so you know, that is what is in our pre-probiotic GI Pro Balance, and it is also in TruePlenish, our new health shake, to help support the prebiotic, probiotic of the digestive system. So that was pretty cool. A little bit back to the byproduct stuff, which some things I didn't know, which I have notes here, is that some of these byproducts that really can heal the lining and help from the bacteria is something called butyrate. And I didn't know a lot about it, but he went into quite a bit about it. But the summary is really that not only can that just heal the lining, but it literally helps that blood-brain barrier from things actually going through, altering things of the brain and brain challenges, health challenges and stuff. So that was pretty cool. Then he went into the link of our gut bacteria to our actual DNA. So he says there's actually a definite link of bacteria to our DNA. Then he talked about a lot of research, various health challenges, which we won't talk about. And the importance of also adding in fermented foods is another way to help diversify the different types of bacteria and increase our gut. And let's see. Oh, and then he talked about the reality of our genes. And we're so excited as humans that we have 23,000 approximately, that amount of genes from our mom and dad. And we think that how that really is controlling everything. But if we were to just take a look at a rice plant has 50,000 genes. So double, you know, more than double a human. So what they're looking at now is that actually there is this direct relationship of the microbes to our DNA and how they help express certain things in our health, turning on and off depending on your bacteria diversity, so what that can do to your DNA. So he's saying that it seems that research is demonstrating that gut microbes or our microbiome has a dramatic role to play in regulating the expression of our genome. And wrapping it up, he got in and talked a little bit about GMO, which I won't talk too much about, but mainly about the glyphosate being a carcinogen and how evidence is now suggesting that this glyphosate from GMOs foods is actually disrupting and killing beneficial bacteria in our guts. And in summary, I mean, pretty much it was mostly about that the bacteria around us and in us, it's really not our enemy, but it's essential allies in creating this vibrant health, trying to repopulate it and diversify it externally and internally. So there's my summary. So if you like that kind of stuff, which, I mean, I just salivate over this kind of stuff. I just love it. Once again, his book is The Brain Maker, The Power of Gut Microbes to Heal and Protect Your Brain for Life. And it looks like, just from what he had to say, he's got lots and lots of really cool stuff in it. And his name was David Perlmutter.
So. Great. Thanks. Thanks.
Okay.
A little over some of our heads, but I like it. No, it was good. But you know, I guess what I take from it is that doing GI Pro every day is really important for my brain. right? Yes. For my brain.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you don't think about doing GI Pro for your brain, but that's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and not just brain, think DNA. So the expression or lack of expression of many things that are good or bad, the direct relation to that.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I'll tell you what, I listened to that, and I went right after it, and I went right and took a GI Pro Bounce. I opened it up for a minute. Right after I listened to the call, I'm like, I do not have enough of this. I'm going to take another one right now.
Your body was screaming for it. Said, give me that GI Pro Bounce. That's great. No, super. Thanks so much. Thanks. What a great – and remember that Dr. James and other people are writing up notes on these to submit, so we're going to put together a whole package of lots of notes from all the ones that people listen to, and we're excited about that. So good. Thank you, Dr. James. All right. The other thing that we had on the agenda tonight was just the new piece to share. Lydia sent it out with the outline. Did everybody get it? Our True Health by Manatech. It has pictures of Al Bala, and it's got all of his body composition numbers, which I think are fantastic. Look at them. You know, understand them so that you can share this with people in an intelligent way. Does that make sense, everyone?
Yes.
You want to be able to talk about why it's so important to look at the body composition, and very, very critical, right? So that's what you've got now, the information that shows what true health does in the human body in terms of watching that total mass go down, watch the fat drop off the cliff, and watch the lean go up. And that's what you're looking at with this program. So I think it's great. I think it's not your classic pictures of women and all these things that we usually see, but I think it really makes a big statement. And if you have ideas on how you might want to juice it up or spruce it up or do some other things, let us know. Otherwise, it's in your hands. You can go get copies of it. You can carry it around with you. You can put it in a portfolio. We have a lot of testimonials coming out. If you're on Facebook, you'll see more and more of those as well. People are having knockdown, drag-out great results on this. Anyone on the call wants to type in and just talk about some results you may be having? Let me share mine. I'm getting ready to have the Cancun body. Oh. And I'm not doing beach body. I'm doing true health. Okay? So that's my testimonial.
Mary Jo, this is Stacy again. I've lost 8.5 pounds and 6.5 inches in the first 2 weeks.
Well, look at you, girl. No wonder you're selling this thing like mad dog. You're the walking proof it works, right? Amen. There's nothing that does it better. Nothing in the world does it better than you taking it on and being the walking, living proof that it works. Yeah.
Product of the product.
Yep.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mary Jo, I've lost another 3% body fat.
Yoo-hoo. That's great. And how are you measuring yours? You want to tell everybody how you measure yours?
I have a little machine where you can, it sends some kind of a little signal up through your body and it comes back into the machine and measures it. You hold it out in front of you.
You hold it out. Yeah. And you know, Manatech is thinking about getting those made so people can purchase those as well.
Yeah.
So, they're looking into it. Yeah.
Because I've been working out for almost all my life, and I just, like in the last 10 years, have not been able to get under 32, 31 in my body fat.
Mm-hmm.
And the first of this week, I was down to 29.
Wow. You know what? That's a great testimonial.
Percentage.
Yeah.
I was amazing. And that's even with flush the fat.
Yeah, right. Well, flush the fat isn't really, I mean, you can talk about it, but this true health system is really targeting fat loss. And flush the fat does in its own way, but it's not, when you start burning, you're going to actually be burning some of that lean tissue as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So super. And that's what you were doing. You lost a lot of weight with fat, with the fat loss program, the flush the fat, but you didn't see your body composition change dramatically, right?
Right.
Now you're seeing that. See, here a great testimonial because you did the other one. How long did you do flush the fat? About 8 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, 8, 10 months?
Yeah.
Great. Super. And you were using that body composition thing through all that as well. Yeah.
And I actually didn't lose any lean muscle mass.
But
I didn't.
You didn't gain anything. And you were working out both ways because
yes.
You never stop working out.
No.
Good.
Well, actually,
you're like a gym. We call people like you gym rats. Do you know that? Okay. Just thought I'd let you in on the secret if you hadn't heard of it. Okay. All right, people. Great. Thanks. Anyone else have anything else? Because I know we got another call coming up, and I like to keep these about a half hour so everybody is excited about getting on them every week so you're not – anyone else? Last minute before we call it a night. All right, everyone. Love you. Keep doing the great work. Stacy, you get the big prize of the night, you know, our first winner of the $250 True Health System for Business Period 6.
Thank
congrats
you.
To you. And let's allow Stacy to be an example for all of us, right, to get out there
yeah.
and make it happen. All right, everyone. Love you guys.
Thanks.
Have a
Thank
great
you,
week. Don't forget to show love for that buddy. And how do we show love for the buddies? We hold them accountable. There you go. Okay, great. Bye, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.